Bobby Rossi.
It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We've got your top stories in the news here. Let's get started with this. So getting started with the train update over in East Palestine, Ohio. Pete Buttigieg visiting the area 20 days after the wreck. And you already had President Trump visiting the area and many, many others. While he's there, he is encouraging the train encouraging the train industry to embrace reforms, encouraging the railroad industry. That's what I was trying to think of. Encouraging the railroad industry to embrace reforms. And, you know, this is one of the things that had come up right after the East Palestine train derailment that he, Pete Buttigieg, basically said, well, you know, this train derailment happened because of Trump. And it was like, wait, what? Why? Because of Trump. And we talked about that. It was because there was a rule that the Trump administration had rolled back as it pertains to this special kind of electronic brakes on the trains. And I even stated back then, I was like, well, did this train have those brakes or not have those brakes? Do we know for sure that this train did not have those brakes? Second question to follow up that, if it did not have those brakes, do we know that having those brakes would have prevented this train derailment? Well, now we have the NTSB initial report. I still don't know about those brakes necessarily, but the reason for the train derailment is because a high speed created too much friction, created too much heat on the wheel bearing, and basically the wheel bearing just came right off. So I'm not really sure if these special kind of brakes would have helped anyway. But Pete Buttigieg is still out there encouraging the railroads to embrace these reforms. So, also, what else we got going on here? R. Kelly has avoided a life sentence in prison. You heard it right there in Fox News' update. He got 20 years in prison, but this is from New York, and so it was expected that maybe he would get life in prison. He got 20 years, but then also part of that was that they basically made it serving with consecutive, it's serving with his previous 30-year sentence. So if it was his previous 30 years plus 20 years, well, then, you know, might be a pretty, pretty long sentence there. But it ends up just being one extra year from what he's already serving because they're going to allow him to serve him consecutively. So it's like, or at the same time, or simultaneously, not consecutively, sorry. Vladimir Putin has vowed to strengthen Russia's nuclear forces as the Russian forces are circling Bakhmut in Ukraine. And so we know that they're initially, Vladimir Putin has said, hey, he's backed away off of the last nuclear arms agreement that he has with the United States. And now he's talking about, well, now that the arms agreement's gone, I'm going to go ahead and start cranking up more nuclear weapons, which, by the way, I don't know if you ever looked at that before. If you ever looked at the nuclear chart to like see which countries are nuclear capable and which country and how many nuclear weapons each country has. But by far, I mean, it's not even close. By far, it's the United States and Russia. Like, I mean, it's like 20 for like this country over there. They got about 20. That one over there, they got about 10. You know, it's like it's and then us thousands. Russia, thousands. Well, so it's like nobody's close to the United States and Russia. But even with that, Russia has like twice as many nuclear weapons as we have. And so it's always been kind of crazy to me whenever we had these nuclear discussions that it's both parties saying we're going to reduce the number of nuclear weapons that we have, yet Russia still has double the number of nuclear weapons we have, which I also think is kind of crazy too. Seriously, what are we going to do with 6,000 nuclear weapons? What's Russia going to do with 4,000 nuclear weapons? You know, I mean, how many nuclear weapons would it take? How many nuclear bombs would it take to basically destroy the Earth? I mean, we saw what Hiroshima and Nagasaki, what happened with those two. And the bombs that we have today, way worse than those. So what, you need like 100? 100? And then with the nuclear fallout, it's pretty much, you pretty much wiped out the world. I mean, I'm laughing, but it's just ridiculous because like 100 nuclear weapons is probably just with the nuclear fallout, that's it. Like humanity as we know it, gone. And they have like 6,000. And we have like 2,000 or 3,000. It's crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking pretty typical this afternoon. Expect delays in our areas. That's going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. Bellevue Avenue, right near Bellevue Avenue on Mobile Highway, we have some construction going on with one lane open. Slowdowns in the southbound direction getting closer to Michigan Avenue. And Lillian Highway in both directions, that's going to be in between 98 and Blue Angel Parkway. Expect some slowdowns. Getting into Navarre from Windhaven Beach, we do have slow-moving traffic on 98 as well as getting off of 87 in Navarre, heading southbound, getting onto 98 right near the Navarre Beach Bridge. Expect some slow-moving traffic. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So a couple of other things here on in your top news stories of the day. Pope Francis had to skip speeches and cancel an audience due to a bad cold. So a sick Pope making the news right there. One of the terrible stories that came out late yesterday was a crime spree that happened in Orlando. And a TV news journalist in Orlando and a 9-year-old girl were killed in the scene. They identified the slain reporter today among the three people who were killed in that shooting spree. Then more U.S. troops, I should clarify, are headed to Taiwan. We mentioned this a couple of days ago that Taiwan said they were going to ramp up their they were going to be ramping up their military exercises with the United States. And that might mean more troops. Well, sure enough, United States is going to expand the troop presence in Taiwan for training against the China threat. Now, part of some of the things going on here is, as we continue to talk about raising the debt limit and budgets and balanced budgets and things like that, some people are bringing up that these kinds of training things, how much it's this budget dispute might affect the funding for supporting Taiwan, as well as other areas. So that's one of the things going on right there. Steve Bannon, remember him? Steve Bannon owes $480,000 for unpaid legal fees. So his lawyers or ex-lawyers have sued him to pay up. So, oh boy. Israel launches airstrikes on Gaza after rocket attacks and violence escalates. And it's just one of those things with the West Bank. You know, every 2 years, somebody over in Gaza in the West Bank shoots over some rockets in Israel, and then Israel responds with force, with in-kind force. And then basically what happens is this might ramp up. So sometimes it only lasts for a couple of days. Sometimes it lasts for a few weeks. And then they start having peace negotiations and everything. And really what happens is the Palestinians over in Gaza run out of missiles. And so they go, fine, ceasefire. And then they regroup, and then they rebuild missiles and rebuy missiles and stuff. And then when they get feel like they got enough for a few days skirmish, they start it again. It's just like, goodness gracious, great balls of fire. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local. Oh, I just saw this too, that there is the NTSB. There's a lot of things coming out from their initial report. So I already mentioned the ball bearing. It went up too high. Well, apparently the train axle set off a heat detector 254 degrees above normal. That's how much hotter. Apparently any alerts on the train didn't hit until kind of the last minute. So it didn't really give enough time for the crew to react. That was one of the other things that came out from the NTSB report as well. Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So let me give away. We got some tickets to give away here for you. So if you would like, actually, no, we'll do that for next hour. So for this hour, we will do Habitat Food Truck Festival. If you would like a pair of tickets, go to the Habitat Food Truck Festival. It's going to be at Community Maritime Park on both Saturday and Sunday. Doors open at 10 a.m. Sorry. So you can follow Pensacola Habitat for Humanity on Facebook for more information. But if you would like that pair of tickets, go ahead and text in FOOD to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Just text in the word FOOD, and you can have a chance to win that. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. So stick around for that. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Got a couple of texts pertaining to the Russia and the United States and how many nuclear weapons we have. And I was just saying, you know, how many do you think it would take to like literally be like the end of the world? And I was saying, like, the weapons we have nowadays are more powerful than Fat Man and Little Boy. We hit Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And so it's like, how many would, with the nuclear fallout, when they're more powerful than what we had back then, how many would it take? Like 100? Maybe 200? 500? And that's probably it. Like, I can't imagine any more than 500 with the nuclear fallout. I can't imagine any more than 500 would be all that's needed to basically wipe out humanity as we know it. I mean, I'd bet like 100. As of 2022... there's about 12,700 nuclear warheads in the world. Like, oh, what? What are we going to do with all those? Are we going to attack another world? Because that's a lot. So I was saying, between Russia and the United States, it's nobody else comes even close. Russia, 4,400. United States, 3,700. We have retired weapons as well. We have 3,000 retired weapons between the two of us. And so between the two of us, we're both right around 5,000, 6,000. It's like, what? It's a lot. Got a text here that says, maybe Russia thinks the nukes are just like fireworks, and there might be some duds in there. Yeah, so they're like, we got to get extra ones. There might be some duds. Yeah, that's funny. Here's another one regarding nukes. The question isn't what are we going to do. The question is what aren't we going to do. Yeah, that's what it comes down to with that many nuclear weapons. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get top trending news.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Alex Murdaugh, who's on trial for murder and the death of his wife and son, is testifying in his own defense. The former South Carolina attorney took the stand today and described how he stole money from his law firm to hire a man to shoot him. He said he stole the money to help pay for his drug addiction and hired a shooter so his surviving son, Buster, would get his life insurance. Barring any last-minute intervention, a convicted killer will be executed soon here in Florida. Donald Dilbeck, said to be put to death for a 1990 murder in Tallahassee, set to be executed by lethal injection after appeals to both the Florida Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court went nowhere. A new study says there's no evidence mask mandates did anything beneficial at all during COVID anywhere in the world. The comprehensive study by Oxford University concluded there's just no evidence they made any difference. The authors add policymakers behind the mandates were convinced by flawed observational studies that masking matters. A popular mortgage rate is moving higher. Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed rate averaged 6.5% for the week that ended today, Bobby.
Oh, very interesting. I don't know if you've been following this. Well, let's get traffic on the files real quick. And I do have a question for you about this Alex Murdaugh. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the files?
I'll make it quick. Just typical afternoon traffic that's going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90. Highway 90 on Mobile Highway southbound at Bellevue Avenue due to construction, as well as typical afternoon delays on 98 leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point near the Nature Preserve. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right. So Alex Murdaugh, I see on a lot of different news sites, Fox News and all these and canoes.com and all these other ones, like Alex Murdaugh case, Alex Murdaugh trial. Mm-hmm. I'm like, who is this guy? Yeah. Like, why is this trial making so much noise and getting so much attention? I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I did not have any knowledge of the case. I mean, I still don't really. I've read a couple of things here today just because, yeah, I saw his name started showing up really yesterday for the first time, at least, in my estimation. Yeah. I didn't really hear about him before then. But yeah, it's really bizarre. We're not just talking about, from what it looks like, not to say that lawyers are random, but I mean, it's not just like a run of a mill lawyer. I mean, he was pretty prominent.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And,
I'm not saying he's random, but kind of seems random. Like, why is this guy all of a sudden like super big and everybody cares about his murder case? I don't understand it. It just seems like, I'm like, I never heard of this guy before. Why does everybody care about his? I mean, there's lots of murders happen all over the place. Why is this one, getting so much national attention? So I didn't know if you might have some insight on that, but it sounds like you're like me.
I think it just kind of has to do with the circumstances surrounding it and that how, prosecutors have kind of painted this picture of an elaborate scheme to kind of cover up and drum up sympathy for the fact that his law firms and clients were bleeding money and all this, where he was allegedly the person that was behind it to cover up for an addiction. And
I guess
if you just kind of you start going down a dark road that you don't in your mind see a way out of, I don't know. So I think that's a lot to do with it. It's just the circumstances surrounding it.
Gotcha. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. New research on the four-day work week and getting a little interesting feedback from employers. Employers, not the employees. We know the employees like it. What about the employers, though? That comes up next. 4-day work week. We know a lot of people like the 4-day work week, but what about employers? Well, apparently it was so successful. In companies who have tried the 4-day work week, 92% have kept it going forward. Wow. I mean, 92% of any kind of number is tremendous, and 92% of companies who try the 4-day work week love it and keep it. Local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Sorry, 850-437-1620. So the top three stories here. Got R. Kelly has been sentenced to 20 years in New York for child pornography and child enticement. He was already serving 30 years, and this will be served simultaneously, so it ends up only affecting maybe adding one more year to what he was already expected to serve. He, by the way, the reason why that's kind of big news is not just because of the sentencing, but it's because people thought he might be getting they thought he might be getting life. And so when he didn't, it was like, oh, okay. So, so that's why that's kind of making some pretty big news. Then other top three stories, NTSB says that there was no alert for the train crew until just before the derailment. Also, one of the main factors they found with it is, I guess, the axle was bent or something, and it caused the wheel bearing to overheat, and that's what caused the whole thing. Then, what do we got here? Vladimir Putin vowing to strengthen Russia's nuclear arms, or their nuclear forces. you know, this is something we've brought up before. We've mentioned before with Vlad, as he was getting rid of, or he said that he was going to get out of the nuclear arms treaty with the United States, that that might signal that he's wanting to increase his nuclear forces. It might signal that he might be willing to use nuclear weapons, or it could all just be a bluff to get us to back off of supporting Ukraine. So I don't know. Well, I guess we will see. Then let's see here. So those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, the NBA's back tonight, 6:30 on TNT. You got the Memphis Grizzlies taking on the 76ers. Golden State Warriors will be playing the Lakers at 9 o'clock on TNT. And then we've got the XFL is going to be playing and tonight. That's kind of a weird time, but the XFL is expected to be playing on FX channel. You got St. Louis against Seattle. NCAA women's basketball right now, number 21, Colorado, is beating number 3, Stanford. 10-point lead with a minute and a half left until halftime. So could have an upset right here as number 21, Colorado, has a 10-point lead over number 3, Stanford. Then later tonight at 5 o'clock on the ACC Network, number 23, Florida State women's basketball will be playing Tennessee. We'll be playing Wake Forest in case you're interested in that. Then on ESPN at 6 o'clock, ESPN has number 1 South Carolina taking on Tennessee. Then the later games, NCAA men's basketball at 6 o'clock, ESPN2 has the Memphis Grizzlies. That's the NBA team. The Memphis, I just went blank on the name. What is the Memphis? Oh, well. They're playing Wichita State at 6 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, USC plays Colorado. And then the late game, number 12, Gonzaga, is hosting University of South Dakota. NHL hockey going to be on ESPN Plus tonight. And you've got Tampa Bay Lightning hosting Buffalo at 6 o'clock. And I don't see the Florida Panthers playing just yet. Then when it comes to sports news, let me get over to that. Kevin Durant scrimmaged with the Suns, but he's been ruled out for Friday's game. He is looking at trying to come back on March 1st. So we'll see what happens with that. And then the Atlanta Hawks, remember they just fired their coach the other day? Well, they're not looking at the interim status. They're looking to hire a replacement right now. They are in talks with former Utah Jazz head coach Quinn Snyder. So he's currently not coaching, so they're trying to scoop him up and have him be the permanent coach right there. It'd be a good move for the Atlanta Hawks, I think. Aaron Rodgers has ended his darkness retreat, and so now we wait for his decision on his future. And the Rams and linebacker Bobby Wagner have parted ways after the first year of his 5-year contract. Broncos have hired Vance Joseph as a defense coordinator over Rex Ryan and Matt Patricia. And Bryce Harper over in baseball is expected to report to the Phillies in 2 weeks. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 moving smoothly throughout our area. We're also going to see slow-moving traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace and 98. Leaving Gulfbreeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slowdowns getting near Gondolier Boulevard. And leaving Windhaven Beach, heading into Navarre in the westbound direction. Expect some slow-moving traffic. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina was in Iowa, and it was being described as a campaign-style trip to Iowa. They're saying that he is, I guess he was pointing fingers at Democrats for their far-left ideology. He talked about a new American sunrise, called for new leadership in Washington, and he didn't criticize potential rivals in case he gets in the presidential race. He didn't criticize Trump, didn't criticize Nikki Haley or anybody like that. He just said, pretend you are our nation's greatest enemy and you wanted a blueprint to ruin America. What would you put in it? First, you'd take aim at our patriotism. You'd amplify attention seekers who say America is an evil country. Make it easy to get rich and famous by feeding the empty calories of anger to people who are starving for hope. Ooh, okay. There you go. So now the speculation really kicks in that Senator Tim Scott will be the next to throw his name into the hat after this campaign-style trip to Iowa. Back here at home, Representative Alex Andrade from here in Pensacola introduced a new bill in the state legislature. Remember, the state legislative session begins here in a couple weeks. And so he's introduced this new bill that would make it easier for both public figures and regular citizens to sue media outlets for defamation. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I guess the 1964 Supreme Court ruling of New York Times against Sullivan, it ruled that you have to prove malice in your defamation lawsuits. That you have to prove that malice was the intent. In other words, you got to prove that the article that defamed you, that was a lie about you, that is not true, you have to prove that they put that out there on purpose to harm you. Alex Andrade states, "We've seen several cases in recent history where some bad actors in the journalism profession kind of playing fast and loose with the rules." And then he says, this bill would no longer require public and private officials to prove actual malice in a defamation lawsuit. He goes on and explains this, Alex Andrade. "The actual malice standard is a little bit arbitrary, but it's a high bar to overcome for anybody to bring one of these lawsuits." So this has obviously just been introduced for the state of Florida, so it will probably get challenged by the courts here. If it passes the courts here, it would still probably get challenged on the federal level as well. But I think it's a good direction, because we have seen media now when they don't even try to fact check. They don't even attempt to fact check. They hear something and they just run with it. A good example, the most recent thing, when this journalist thought she was going to be doing a catch-ya against Trump, against DeSantis, thought she was going to be catching DeSantis by saying, "Hey, there's schools that are having empty shelves and of books, and this is probably because of your policy." And he was like, "No, they hadn't stocked the shelves yet. You need to fact check your stuff." Like, it's not even that hard. But she saw something. It was like, we're going to show this. It's like, do a little bit of research first. So anyway, that's just a recent, like, small example, right? If this thing expanded nationwide, oh my goodness gracious, Trump would be I don't even know where he would stop. It wouldn't even matter where he would start with his lawsuits. It'd be a matter of where he would stop with his lawsuits for defamation. All right, here's a text. "Russia's ill-fated massive convoy invasion to take Kyiv has been the greatest military blunder of the 21st century. The 21st century. I'm just trying to think, because the fact that they stumbled and bumbled and mumbled their way through Afghanistan for 10 years is a pretty big military blunder as well. As a recent history, it definitely has been. I mean, their whole thing was supposed to look like when the United States of America went into Iraq and we drove right to the heart of Baghdad in, a couple weeks. That's what it was supposed to look like. And it didn't, obviously. They didn't even get to Kyiv. They weren't able to take it. And then here they are almost a year later, still trying to fight it. So, yeah, you bring up a very good point right there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we've got lighten it up a little bit. You ever get on a phone call with an operator and you're just wanting a real human? A TikToker says they found the trick. Works like 80% of the time. We'll talk about it next right here on News Radio 92.3. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 7 minutes or 6 minutes, we've got today's sign of the apocalypse, a new interesting take on trying to get out of prison. It's pretty interesting one. We'll talk about that coming up here in about 6 minutes. Right now, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, Alex Murdaugh says he stole clients' funds from his law firm and hired a man to kill him. On the stand today, his defense lawyer brought up the past crimes after a judge refused to omit them from his double murder trial. He said he stole the money to help pay for his drug addiction and hired a shooter so his surviving son Buster would get his life insurance. Police today identifying the two TV journalists who were shot while covering a homicide in Central Florida today. 24-year-old Spectrum News 13 reporter Dylan Lyons was killed while photojournalist Jesse Walden was critically injured. TMZ reports Alec Baldwin pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter for the deadly shooting on the set of Rust in New Mexico. He does have multiple conditions for his release, including not owning a gun. And there's a new bill looking to make the AR-15 style rifle the national gun of the United States. Alabama Congressman Barry Moore introduced the bill alongside Georgia's Representative Andrew Clyde. He said he distributed lapel pins to remind people how important the Second Amendment is to preserving American liberties. Co-sponsor of the bill includes New York's George Santos. Bobby?
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Pretty much anything George Santos touches, I'd probably be like, man, I really like this bill, but going to have to back off. Oh, my goodness. All right.
There's only one way out of this. If George Santos introduces the bill to make the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday, that's the only way he can.
Okay, that would be
get people back on his side, I think.
Yeah, then he could get people on his side. Yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, a customer service hack to talk to an actual human. A TikToker claims that when you want to bypass the hold and bypass all the electronic menus, all you got to do is dial £0, £0, £0. That's right. So £0 three times. You hit that, and when you're on the main menu, and it gets you to an operator. She says it works 90% of the time with large companies. That seems very surprising. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We did get a call into our traffic line on Pensacola Boulevard in between Massachusetts and Fairfield. We did have a small accident. Authorities aren't on scene just yet, but just keep that in mind. We may have some traffic there in just a bit. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Expect typical afternoon delays. And we do have some slow-moving traffic on East Olive Road. This is going to be right near Whitmire Drive in the westbound direction. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So last month, a 47-year-old guy was rescued in the Caribbean after being lost 24 days at sea. He says he survived on ketchup. So now, Heinz is trying to track him down. That's right. On their Instagram, they have, "Help us find the ketchup boat guy." And they got a message on there and everything, trying to track down the Heinz boat guy. So they want to actually buy him a new boat. So if they're able to find him, that's what they're wanting to do. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Speaking of foods, Thomas Rhett, the country singer, Thomas Rhett says that he loves pizza, loves margarita pizza. He says, and he talked about how he makes really good pizza. He talks about how he also went to Italy and had like a real margarita pizza and says, oh my gosh, I could eat that margarita pizza every day. Okay, well, I haven't been to Italy and I haven't had real margarita pizza from the region that has like buffalo mozzarella and all this other stuff, but that's like my favorite pizza, margarita pizza. And I agree with him. I could eat margarita pizza every single day. That would be amazing. And then I saw this article. More and more restaurants are trying out subscription programs. Places like P.F. Chang's and Panera are starting to roll out subscription services where basically you will be offered similar drinks and similar meals for a monthly fee. And they'll deliver them to you as well. And I'm like, what in the world? So you know, a lot of people get in these subscription boxes and subscription food things. So a lot of restaurants now are going, well, shoot, we'll do it. I'm like, yeah, that's all I need. All I need is some restaurant doing a margarita pizza a day, and I probably would subscribe. All right, it's Ben's call right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Well, here's a new way to try to get out of jail. A pregnant Florida woman has been charged with shooting a mother of three in an Uber last year. What? So she's in jail. Her lawyer is arguing for her to get out of jail because she's pregnant. And her unborn child has not committed a crime. And therefore is being detained and imprisoned illegally. So free the child. That's right. Hashtag free the child. Release the mother so that her fetus can be free. I'm like, oh boy. This okay. Crazy. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross.